a.m. VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Ukraine's President Zelensky moves on after an Oval Office blowout with U.S. President Donald Trump.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky thanking the American people and leadership while voicing hope for strong relations after an explosive Oval Office meeting with President Trump and VP Vance Friday.
You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having
cards.
Right now, you don't have
cards.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III.
After that blowout, Zelensky was shown the door. Then on Fox News Channel, special report with Brett Baer.
I'm very thankful to Americans for all your support. You did a lot. I'm thankful to President Trump.
The Ukrainian president is now in London to meet with European and NATO leaders to shore up support for his country and a path to ending the Russian war. I'm Julie Walker.
Zelensky arrived in London Saturday for a Sunday summit organized by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer with other European leaders. It is to include leaders from France, Germany, Denmark, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Spain, Turkey, Finland, Sweden, the Czech Republic, and Romania, as well as the NATO Secretary General and the presidents of the European Commission and European Council. Ahead of the meeting, Starmer expressed support for Ukraine.
Very, very welcome here in Downing Street. As you heard from the cheers on the street outside, you have full backing across the United Kingdom. And we stand with you, with Ukraine, for as long as it may take.
NATO's Mark Rutte said he told Zelensky that he had to find a way to restore his relationship with the American president after the two leaders engaged in the extraordinary meltdown at the White House Friday. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Tricia Thomas reports from outside Pope Francis's hospital in Rome that the pontiff slept through the night without any crisis and got up Saturday morning and drank some coffee, according to the Vatican.
It remains a very complex situation as the pope continues to struggle with this pneumonia in both of his lungs. Cardinals continue to have rosary prayers for him in St. Peter's Square every night. And the faithful continue to come here to the Gemelli Hospital, where the Pope is staying on the 10th floor, to leave messages and candles and to pray for him at the base of the statue of John Paul II. There's been a regular flow for the past 2 weeks that the Pope has been here.
That's AP correspondent Tricia Thomas. Israel's government says it supports a proposal to extend the first phase of the ceasefire in Gaza through Ramadan and Passover, although U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas has insisted on negotiating the truce's second phase instead. The statement early Sunday by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office came minutes after the first phase ended, and as talks have begun on starting the second phase that's aimed at ending the war and seeing all remaining living hostages in Gaza returned home. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a lawsuit against the Trump administration to bring back humanitarian parole, a legal pathway for immigrants to come to the U.S.
A group made up of U.S. citizens and immigrants has filed suit against the Trump administration to reinstate a legal tool that allows immigrants from unstable countries to temporarily live in the U.S. Humanitarian parole programs have allowed some 875,000 people from Ukraine, Afghanistan, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who have legal U.S. residents as sponsors. President Donald Trump has been ending legal pathways for immigrants to come into the U.S. Some of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed late Friday are eight immigrants who came to the U.S. legally before the Trump administration ended what it calls broad abuse of humanitarian parole. They can remain in the U.S. until their parole expires, but the administration has stopped processing their applications for asylum, visas, and other requests that might have allowed them to stay longer. The U.S. Departments of Justice and Homeland Security did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the lawsuit. I'm Donna Warder.
Kurdish militants who have waged a 40-year insurgency in Turkey have declared a ceasefire just 2 days after their imprisoned leader called for the group to disarm. The statement from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, was published Saturday by the Farah News Agency, a media outlet close to the group. The group said that the call by its leader indicated that a new historical process has begun. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.